Okay, next we have name three dermatophytes causing erythroderma, that is Trichophyton violaceum, Trichophyton rubrum, and Candida. Causes of Sézary cells in the peripheral blood. Well, pehla question to yoga, what are Sézary cells? So these are atypical lymphocytes with a cerebriform nucleus, usually observed in erythroderma due to mycosis fungoides or cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. 20% of the circulating peripheral blood mononuclear cells become diagnostic of the leukemic variant of cutaneous T-cell lymphoma, which is known as Sézary syndrome. Large Sézary cells, which are 15 to 20 micrometers in diameter, are diagnostic even in small numbers. Then causes of acute erythroderma are drug-induced lymphoma and eczema. These are the three causes which may produce acute erythroderma. Besides this, the psoriatic patient may also go into acute erythroderma, but there is a pre-existing disease. But the three most common causes are these, which I mentioned just now. Prognosis of the erythroderma is potentially fatal condition. Current mortality rate are although lower than the historically reported cases, varying from 18 to 64%. But still, it has a high mortality in elderly due to cutaneous subcutaneous respiratory infections, the commonest cause being the pneumonia. Then the question may be asked that can PUVA be given to a patient of erythroderma? Yes, PUVA can be given in resistant erythrodermic psoriasis MF and also in papillo erythroderma of Ofuji. Although it may lead to erythroderma, but if there are certain patients of erythroderma who are not responding to the other forms of treatment, we can give PUVA in these patients. Then how much protein loss occurs in erythroderma? Exfoliative dermatitis due to drug reactions, eczema and psoriasis may result in a loss of proteins 7.2 grams, 9.6 grams and 22.6 grams respectively. By which we mean that drug reactions, in drug reaction there will be 7.2 grams, in eczema 9.6 grams, and in psoriasis there can be 22.6 grams of scale loss per day. Protein loss in that scale is 5.2 gram, 5.6 gram and 12.8 grams respectively. Here it should be noted that initially the values which I mentioned was the grams of scales which are lost, and in the second they are the grams of the proteins which are lost. A marked loss of exfoliative scales occur that may reach 20 to 30 grams per day. These are the amount of the scale which are being lost. Then causes of erythroderma in childhood, we've already discussed them. Besides this, we have fluid management in erythroderma, which I told you according to the Parkland formula. We are going to calculate it according to that. Site for the biopsy. Biopsy should be taken from two different sites at the same time. Usually serial biopsies are advised in erythroderma. Three samples taken for histopath, gene rearrangement studies and immunofluorescence. Then if we are asked about the diet plan in erythroderma, then a total of 144 grams of the daily calories are needed, which we divided in three meals: morning, breakfast, lunch and dinner. So in the morning we are going to give 2 eggs, which will give 8 gram calories, 1 cup of milk 8 grams, 1 leg piece 24 grams and 1 cup pulses. That gives 16 gram of the calories or 16 gram of the proteins. Basically, we have to give high protein diet to the patient. In the lunch, we are going to give the above mentioned things in the meal, except the leg piece, that is the chicken. In the dinner, advise the patient to take high protein diet, and which includes egg white, chicken, fish, milk, cheese, yogurt, walnuts, almonds, and other form of meat such as beef and mutton. Then what are the causes of fever? It may be infection, malignancy, interleukins,